And now, from the twisted mind of Spiegel, it's time for another episode of Make Justin and Scott Cry. Here's Spiegel with today's story.
Okay, before you go, I got to tell you, yesterday I cried on the car just by listening to Johnny Cash's Hurt, because I wanted to listen to it after watching the Logan trailer, and I picked up cat litter and some milk and paper towels, listened to it streaming on my car, and was sobbing on the way back to my house. So yeah. I am primed and ready, buddy.
There's a 10-year-old boy in Hartford, Connecticut, named Thomas Hastings. He has muscular dystrophy. He gets around okay, but he gets worn down pretty easily, so he has to be in a wheelchair about half the time. He also used to be on a little league team, but had to quit because it was too exhausting. So he recently asked the Make-A-Wish Foundation if they could build a baseball field in his backyard. And check this out. He's a huge Boston Red Sox fan. So instead of a normal field, they built him a mini replica of Fenway Park. And it's just big enough to play wiffle ball with his friends.
At first, when I wished for the baseball field, I didn't expect to get a mini Fenway Park. I feel happy and I feel excited that this is going to happen to me and that I'm going to be able to play.
It has the same dimensions as the real Fenway Park, with foul poles, a scoreboard, stadium lighting, a press box, a bullpen in right field, and a mini green monster in left. The University of Hartford baseball team donated bleachers for the outfield. The Red Sox head groundskeeper even got a farm in New Jersey to donate the exact same sod Whoa. They use at the real Fenway. The whole thing took 34 days to build, and they held their opening day on Saturday. This is the boy's father.
Thomas faces many challenges. There's a lot of, he's had 14 surgeries. Dealing with a muscular dystrophy can be tough. Here it all disappears. To see the whole community come together to make this happen, I can't even believe it.
Hundreds of friends, family members, and volunteers showed up, and there's even video of Thomas throwing out the first pitch.
You, man, is there, where's the footage?
98online.com and the 98 Rock mobile app.
Yes.
Yeah, queuing it up as we speak.
Yes, it's going to push me over. Here we are.
I'll forward it to you if I.
That's right here. Go up. Just got to wait for this computer to finish downloading the flash update. Brand new studio, but for some reason I'm on Windows XP. Oh, and they show him that...
God, look at that thing. That is bad ass.
Oh.
Wow.
And he seems real happy. You, dude.
The dad is what got me. The soundbite from the dad.
Thomas faces many challenges. There's a lot of... He's had 14 surgeries... dealing with a muscular dystrophy can be tough. Here it all disappears.
God, right
to
there.
See the whole community right come there. Together to make this happen, I can't even believe it.
At first, when I wished for the baseball field, I didn't expect to get a mini Fenway Park. I feel happy and I feel excited that this is going to happen to me and that I'm going to be able to play.
And what is Aleppo?
What is Aleppo?
Here's a young boy who just loved playing baseball. And he was forced to quit because of the challenges he faces due to muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
Dare we go back to a young Josh Spiegel.
I thought this might be leading into my childhood.
Who just decided not to play anymore.
There was a good reason I decided.
This kid had to be dragged off a field because of his disabilities.
Literally.
So much so that they built him, he loves it so much that they built him a Fenway Park, yet I sit across from a man who just willingly decided, nah,
they stopped coming for me.
I can't be bothered anymore.
They stopped coming for me.
I want someone to build something for me, like a skate ramp.
I just watched the first pitch, too.
Oh, that first pitch.
Oh, look at this community. Look at this community. There's a guy in a cowboy hat. There's police officers. There's firemen.
They wouldn't do this in Waldorf.
This is America right here. This is America.
This is a better part of us. This is us. This kid for president and whoever built the great monster.
Look at the mom in the mom jeans. Oh, there's a guy in a fleece vest. This is America. Look at this. This is beautiful.
How are we spending all this money to make a Mars rocket and you can't fix muscular dystrophy? Let's work on this stuff here on this big dirt turd we live on first before we start shooting off into the stars. I mean, I love the new iPhone's camera and all that, but we couldn't take a few of those tens of millions of dollars and fix this kid's legs.
And I do need clarification.
So some dumb bitch in Hollywood can take a better selfie out front of a red carpet?
I guess I'll have to do the research myself on the Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
Because I always thought that was reserved for children that were going to die.
That's what I thought.
Right? Wasn't that? That's what I've always thought, but it's not anymore, right? It's just kids that are sick. Like, he's not going to die, this kid, is he?
Not that I know. Apparently anybody can get a Make-A-Wish now, like that kid in San Francisco.
I thought it was like a last wish, right? Wasn't that what I thought it was?
He wanted to become Batman for a day. The city shut down.
Take the park away from him.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Keep the park.
What would be your Make-A-Wish if you got one?
Let's get weird. Okay, now am I on a timetable here? Like I ain't got a lot of time, or something has befallen me and I have all the time in the world, but I might be like kind of laid up.
Let's say you got like a year.
Okay, 1 year. Jeez.
I just had a really weird one, but I think a guy already did it.
I want to meet Dolph Lundgren.
Didn't a guy, or was it a girl? Was it the young girl, or was it the guy that like married his daughter or something? Like they walked down the aisle.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that you did that.
Yeah,
and I had to be
flashed into my head. That's what if I was going to die, that I would want to see that.
You would want to see. Oh, I'm gonna start crying again thinking about Scott.
I am so emotional about this.
I would want to see Stella walk down the aisle if I knew I would never. Wouldn't live to see that moment. I would make that moment happen.
Keep talking, homie. There's about to be a spill on this board.
That's the first thing that flashed into my head.
Because I got a friend that's dying.
That would be my Make-A-Wish.
And I got a young girl getting
a wedding with Stella.
A fake wedding.
I would want to see her walk down the aisle.
Who's the groom?
Anderson? I don't know. Maybe me and just some sort of that's what I mean.
Anderson.
Like it's weird for me to marry.
Your
but
daughter,
it would just be like a what do you call it? A symbolic
gesture.
I don't know.
Like, does she have a favorite stuffed
maybe
animal?
Maybe I get her. Maybe a little friend. I don't know. Maybe her friend Hank. I don't know who. I don't know. I haven't thought it through fully. It was just a flash in my head. Don't ask for details.
And what is Aleppo?
Don't ask for the I haven't flushed those out yet. Who does she marry? I don't know. My dog Giorgio. Is that weird?
I'll take it.
A small little school friend.
Oh boy.
Her mother and I. This isn't real. This was just the Make-A-Wish that
I know, but now I'm worried that you're dying.
Does he have a penis?
No.
What would yours be, Speaks?
Make me die faster.
Jesus. To meet Kevorkian. That's it.
All right.
Sleep well, Joshua. Take two of these and call me never.
Somebody's saying that we're effed up. What did we do wrong?
What did we do? Nothing wrong. I'm feeling things because of a Make-A-Wish.
Is the kid's going to be effed up the rest of his life? Harsh. No, but we're so happy for the kid. What happened?
You're an idiot.
Did something happen?
We're not saying the kid doesn't deserve it or shouldn't get it. I'm feeling things. You want harsh? Let me give you this.
We're talking about our confusion with the Make-A-Wish. That's fine. We were just confused.
We're very confused.
Yeah, here.
We're not saying the kid don't deserve it or they should take it back. I thought at one point that's what it was. I think they've changed it since, and I'm happy they've changed it, okay? I'm happy.
I want it to be like that. Unlike the Dovahkiin dabber. Okay.
God.
Oh, God. The Dovahkiin dabber. I hope you step off a curb and snap your ankle today. Who the hell cares? This kid is going to die, and then what? You have a useless baseball stadium.
That's a texter?
At JSS98Rock. I just retweeted it.
Block that person immediately. Or retweet it.
I just retweeted it.
Give them
a shout-out, guys.
Yeah.
At JSS98Rock. The Dovahkiin dabber, who, shocker, has a box over his head, so you can't see his putrid face. This ain't the
show
for you.
That was retweeted at JSS? Because I'll retweet it, too. Hey, have a field day with this piece ass. Mm-hmm.
Does he have a penis?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, he's a regular listener, too. Damn it.
I don't want him listening.
Yeah,
get him out.
Show for you.
Get him out!
Get him out of here. Go! How many do I give?
Well,
Moose went weird.
And what is Aleppo?
Oh, God, don't die, Scott!